Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We commend El Salvador for its engagement in the UPR process and for progress made since the last review. We positively acknowledge efforts to align domestic legislation with international human rights standards through numerous legal reforms and the adoption of policies such as the National Equity Plan and the General Act on Water Resources. These are critical steps towards achieving sustainable development and the enjoyment of human rights. El Salvador's territorial control plan has significantly reduced violence and improved public safety, and the government has bolstered women's rights through specialized courts and policies addressing violence and gender equity. We also welcome advancements in addressing climate change, including the adoption of the National Climate Change Plan 2022. To build on progress made, we respectfully recommend that El Salvador, 1, prioritize fulfillment of the right to water for all, including for communities in rural areas, indigenous people and communities of people of African descent, as well as in education and prison facilities. 2, promote climate change education policies within the framework of the Greening Education Partnership. And 3, adopt and implement a comprehensive national strategy to combat discrimination against people of African descent, including public awareness campaigns, inclusive of targeted measures to reduce poverty and inequality in Afro-descendant communities. We wish El Salvador every success in this UPR process. I thank you.
Thank you.